Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
This is Daughter of Zion World Ministries and Foundation bringing you an education today. And we started yesterday. My name is Ruth Nabia. I'm going to be presenting to you our hypertension awareness program. And we have the first part in our blog, Blog Talk Radio. You can find it and always listen to it. But I'm going to just briefly review what we discussed yesterday. Yesterday we described what is meant by hypertension and how you can take the measurements and the numbers that should tell you something is wrong with you and more. Before we continue, I want to say a prayer. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for giving us life in this day, O Lord. I thank you, O that we are healthy and we are alive and we are listening and learning how to live well and save our generations. I bless everyone that has joined this station and listening to Daughter of Zion and being a blessing to us. May your Holy Spirit guide them and preserve them. May your healing hand touch everyone that is with this organization and wherever they may be. I thank you that you let my word be acceptable unto you and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, and let wisdom come through me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And as I said, we started this program yesterday, and if you want to know what we spoke about yesterday or we learned yesterday, you have to listen to the first part. It's on our archive. You can see it's called Hypertension Awareness, and this is Hypertension Awareness B, where we want to continue from where we left yesterday. We ended in the course of and the management of those causes. So the causes or the risk factors we mentioned: alcohol and race, age, and other problems. Let me do a brief review here. Causes and incidents and risk factors. Many factors on hypertension can be that can affect your blood pressure. May include how much water or salt you have in your body. And we recommended that you go on a low salt diet and instead of salty foods. And if you have any kidney condition or nervous problem or hormonal conditions, and you take your blood pressure at home and it's high, you have to talk to your doctor. Or before you go, before they prescribe any medication for you, you have to tell everything that you think is in you. Otherwise, some medication can actually make you have rise your blood pressure. And then today we want to talk about the management of those on smoking. And I gave some resources yesterday for you. You can look up for organizations that really work on people who are addicted to either smoke, alcohol, food, and more. So that will be helpful, and I will give it to you today too, if you are listening. If you have a question, you can call as we go by and ask your question or contribute to this program. We will appreciate it. Help to control blood pressure. We need you as a partner to help. You helping us to control it means that you have to stay to right diet, follow hypertension diet if you have one, take your medication if you are diagnosed hypertensive and your doctor has prescribed hypertension for you, and if you're addicted to certain things, with the help of those resources, if you really love to live long, you'll follow it, and then it will help you in a very long way to save your life from getting stroke or any heart disease. We recommend that you eat healthy diets, including potassium and fiber. So instead of eating salty food, you can go on whole grain foods or bread, cereals, and things that does not contain salt. You will have to exercise regularly if you are pre-hypertensive. We give the figures also, which is if you are 121 to 139 for the top number and the bottom number, which is diastolic, the bottom number is 81 to 89. That is pre-hypertensive. Pre-hypertensive meaning you are between having it and not having it. So the choice becomes yours to choose either to follow your diet or the hypertension diet so that you don't fall into the stage hypertension, or you ignore it and then fall into hypertension. So pre-hypertension has the figure, and when you listen to that audio we did yesterday, you have what I explained by pre-hypertension and hypertension stage 1 and stage 2. We have all those there, and so exercise regularly, at least 30 minutes a day. Walking is very important. In the system right now, we drive a lot, and people have it hard to. Some people are even afraid to walk. They are so used to the driving, and they don't want to stress their legs by walking. But it's very important that if you walk at least 10 minutes a day, and then do some sort of exercise in your house or go to some gym, it will be helpful to your health, and it will help you a long way. If you smoke, quit smoking. Find a program that can help you, as we recommended the smokefree.gov. It's a government program. It's free also. You just have to call. You have to call and register, and then follow the resources, newsletters, read, and speak to someone, talk to someone. And then whatever directions they give you, you have to follow it. That is, if you really want to save your life by quitting smoking, because smoking is one of the highest factors that will raise your high blood pressure or hypertension. That will cause you hypertension because of a drug inside the smoke called nicotine. We mentioned that also yesterday in yesterday's tip. So you can download it and listen to it in your car or in your leisure time. So we gave you smokefree.gov. It's a helpful, it's a support group that help people who want to stop smoking in so many ways. Yeah, so we recommend that you stop smoking. And we mentioned exercise already. You have to exercise at least 30 minutes a day. If you just joined us today and you are new, this is a continuation of a program we started yesterday, and we are just continuing it from where we ended. So that's what I said. We will continue it today on the management part of hypertension. Hypertension is now known as the silent killer, because it doesn't have any symptoms. It's causing most of our young men today and women to have stroke and other heart diseases, and also affect other health-related kidney issues, other neurological issues. I mean, it's giving a whole lot of mingling and causing death. So that is the report we have, and is that it's supposed to be for the aged. Like as you age, naturally, as you age, your system declines in a way. So if you haven't hypertension or your blood pressure, if you have a family history of hypertension and you are 50 years and you start realizing your BP is going up or a little low, it should be a norm because of the age. But right now, the record is 27 years. I don't want to say years because it's such a young and a very potent age that how can someone have hypertension to stroke? The person have stroke, not one case. So many cases are erupting from 27 to 35 years stroke. We don't want it. We don't want that to continue. So, and we don't know if it's a system, the economy, or whatever it is, but whatever it is, you have to love your life first. You can't be eating or allow yourself to be stressed all the time or have certain lifestyles that will kill you. Because if you have a stroke, I don't think you can do anything, depending on the type. Even if it's a mild stroke, it's still going to affect you because you're going to be on medications and watching yourself. If you make a mistake, it will be worsened or it can take your life, you know. So what this program is for, it's a project for Daughter of Zion Foundation. We are a nonprofit organization working in the DC metro area. And we decided to run this program on air. This is one of our media, and we have Sankofa Radio, where we'll be doing it on Wednesdays, so that other people who are not in the D.C. area can also listen to us. You understand? So if you are 27 years, or if your son is 27 years, and you are 55 years, and your son has a stroke, and you don't have it, that will be very sick. It will be very, very sad, a story. And that is the reason why we are rising up. For all of us to be aware and then prevent ourselves. The alcohol is not good for our health, especially when you don't have a job or when you are stressed out. Alcohol will not, it won't kill the problem. It will not. You say, let me drink and sleep. You drink and sleep, you wake up, the problem is still there waiting for you. So I believe the word of God is so sweet and powerful. It heals better than alcohol. It can save your life. You have confidence in it because it begins to work for you. That's what I can recommend to you. And when you go to those rehab or the numbers that we gave out yesterday, they are resources for or rehabilitation organizations that help people who want to quit smoking or quit alcoholism. And then eat less sodium. I mentioned yesterday, replace your salt food to less salt food. And then it says try a well-rounded eating plan. The way you eat should be planned. There's a system called DASH, and it's an abbreviation for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So in effect, it's a hypertensive nutrition. It's a food that when you have hypertension, that's what you want to eat. Or even if your family, you have a family history of hypertension and you are growing up, you should start watching or following the hypertensive nutrition, which is a DASH. A DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. So you follow all low salty food, exercise, and just when you go to that, myfoodpyramid.com, also you have it there. I gave it yesterday. So you can have strictly hypertensive. What you should plan when you are going to the grocery store. And every tribe or every culture have the kind of food they eat. But it all boils to the fact that everyone likes it. Like most people like salt, you have to add salt. Some people are very high salty eating cultures, and no matter what it is, just know where you are coming from. You don't want to end up in something that killed your great-great-grandfather or your grandmother. You don't want to end up in that, so you fight for it, or you decide to rise up to stop it. So it's a call for all of us to stop it. We don't want to continue young men and women having hypertension at age 30. It is, you become if you have all your qualifications, your degree, or you are working, how are you going to work again when you have stroke? You understand, because most of them will paralyze you, or they will take off your brain. You will not function normal anymore. So all your money you spend on your life education or whatever business you have is gone, and it's going into someone's pocket. If you have a business and you have stroke, maybe someone will not manage it well, and your toil will be in vain. So you want to leave so that you can run your own life. You can run and look after your children. You can take care of your wife and continue your generation. And that is what we recommend. Please pay attention to your diet. And this one also, I'm telling our African group, I mean, the original African people, when I talk about that, I mean Africa. Africans in Ghana, in Nigeria, wherever you are, the food we eat are heavily in fat. So my brothers and my sisters, my sisters who cook for their husbands, please watch the fat content, the goat meat that we'll be eating. Just watch it. I mean, even if it's chicken, when you finish making a soup or preparing a soup and you see all the oil collected on top of the soup, you don't want that to go into your husband's stomach or your child's stomach. It's not life. It may taste good no matter what, but you are putting death inside someone's system. So let's try to balance our food. When you go to Food Pyramid, it will tell you you don't have to always enjoy, like, the tasty and the sweet food are the deadly ones. So let's say our African sisters and brothers, we cook something we call good meat soup or light soup, and very horrible fatty meat that we eat. Heavily loaded fat. Okay, so we want to pay attention to stop it. You know, if you want to eat the good meat, scrape off the fatty part, scrape off the fatty layers. Or when you finish cooking, you can steam it, and then the fat part will be you will visibly see it. You can cut it off. Don't let your family eat that. Because it tastes good. No, it doesn't. It's not life. It's gonna cause somebody to die at a very young age, or to be paralyzed and become a burden to you. You are not serving your husband right when you are cooking. I'm saying that because most African women, we cook for our husbands, so that's how it is. So if you are the woman who cooks for your husband with this kind of meat and goat meat and whatever meat, you have to please watch the fat, because our meat are heavily loaded fat, and you have to scrape it off. When you finish preparing the soup and you see that oil collected, you have to take it off. It's all high cholesterol, heavy loaded, condensed cholesterol that you are inputting in your system or your family system. And for all you know, you don't even go to exercise, you don't exercise. So all this fatty, high cholesterol food will settle in your system, in your blood, and then gradually, it will be collected in your blood vessels and then cause a plaque or a blockage. And then this blockage, as I explained yesterday, will not let the blood be able to flow to the expected area, or it will keep forcing your blood walls, the vessel, the walls, until it bursts. Or when you are lacking oxygen, when it's not able to pass through, and then other systems don't have oxygen, then what happens? You fail. So please, the real Africans eat is really, really. We have to change our diet. We have to change our diet. And that one too, they said mypyramid.gov or wherever you are. I know it's My Pyramid classified. It's a general nutrition, a balanced diet for people. You don't have to be rich to afford that kind of food, but you have to know that you love your life, so you have to take care. Even if you, it's good that you want to eat every day, you still can do something about it. Take the fat off and then know the time you eat. You can't eat at 10 o'clock on fat and other heavy food and sleep. You know, how is it going to digest? So then you gain weight, or you have, it can even give you heartburn, it can give you stomach upset, a bloated stomach. I mean, not just hypertension alone, but you have to schedule your diet, know what you want, know how, just preserve your life. That is the main point we are driving at right now. So watch the diet, know what you want to buy. And as I say, you don't have to be a millionaire or rich to go on a balanced diet. You can afford a balanced diet. Every food, no matter how expensive or how classic or whatever it is, they still have different grades that you read it, you learn to read your food. If you can't afford those foods, you can still buy the kind of food you buy, but then you have to take away some things out of it. So let's say you eat cheese all the time, okay, cheese and bread all the time. Now, you still can't, you don't want to stop the cheese, bread, okay, but you want to still eat cheese with bread. We have a cheese right now that doesn't have fat or have 0 gram trans fat in it. So it start to read your food, and then you can manually take off some fat if you want to. Or you change the oil you use to fry your chicken. You can go. We don't have 100% olive oil. We have some oils that are affordable. If you can afford 100% olive oil, we have them. We have let's say half. It's 50% olive oil, and olive oil is very good. It doesn't have any cholesterol, any fatty stuff in it. It's clean oil, and we have 50% of this, 50% of that kind of oil. If you want to use that for your family, if you are a frying woman type or you like fries for your family, then after you fry, you have to drain the oil. You can get a paper towel, and then if it's a chicken, you just rub it and just pick one and squeeze it and see the amount of oil that comes out. So if you're able to do that every day, you get that before you serve your family, you have to drain the extra oil that is on top of the meat off, and it's a way of cutting off the level of cholesterol inside the food that you're eating. So that is to say, if you cannot afford 100% olive oil, or you don't have money to go to get a high expensive food, as some say, but I know that you can still cut your diet or manage your hypertensive diet without adding extra money. So the same money you used to use to do grocery, you can still keep the same money, the same budget, but you still have a healthy diet. All is read your food, know what you are going to buy at a store, plan on what your family should be eating for a better life. That is very important. And so we were talking about nutrition and eating habits and cutting cholesterol or managing our diet. And the next thing we want to discuss would be stress. Stress is a very big factor that raises hypertension. That is a possible, every minute that you are stressed or anxious, your blood vessels dilate. You give pressure to your heart every minute. Let's say every minute that you are angry, your blood flows extra. The pressure increases. So just picture it in a day. You allow yourself to be stressed so hard, you get tough on things, you keep people's stuff inside you and it's killing you, you know, it's not right. So, stress. reduce anxiety and stress. That is one big topic, and this can take us forever to talk about it, but I know that you know what stress is, what anxiety is, and because of our daily lives, the way economies are going, people are stressed out, they can't stand because, first of all, maybe I don't have a job, God forbid, but I don't have a job. For example, I don't have a job. I'm just giving myself as an example. If I don't have a job and somebody's stressing me up and I can't afford food for my children, school fees has not been paid, light bill is coming, this bill is coming in, and so I try to overcome it with stress. And then, or someone provokes me, then I get angry. I always let myself go for the anger. I let myself go for being angry or allowing these conditions to control me. It will not do well for my system. You give yourself high blood pressure. No matter what it is, try to, when you think you are going to be stressed, you can breathe out, or you there are some ways that I've been learning, I'm still learning on it, that if you think you want to have a talk with someone who is going to make you angry or which one you think you'll be stressed, you know, we have the brain and we have the heart. When you receive a message with your brain intelligence can control how you, whether you should be angry or not. But the heart and the brain work together, right? Now, when you receive a message with your heart, it's very, our heart is our spirit. It's very sensitive. And the brain is an intelligent part that could tell you, hey, I'm listening, but I'm not gonna let it eat into my heart so that I will react or I'll be stressed. So what we are studying is that when you think you are in a very hard situation, that, for example, you are talking to your husband or a friend that you know that it's going to be some kind of disagreement or something that will make you very angry or annoy you, try to listen with your brain. Your brain, our brain is very intelligent. Your brain controls the fact that you will not be angry. But when you go in with your spirit, which is your emotion, your the sensitive part of you, which you're receiving the message on your heart, you react. That's when we usually have fights, because if you are receiving a message with that inner being can react without thinking. So what we are learning now is that you can reduce stress or anger by listening to people with only your brain and not attaching. You process the message all right when you are relaxed, or you can write it down, but in the time that you have in a discussion or something that you know very well that I may not be able to take it or whatever it is, you can let your brain do the work for you and not go in with your heart, which is your sensitive, your spirit. It controls. Our heart acts involuntarily. It will come out. Before you know, you hit someone, it's all from your heart. I'm speaking spiritually. In the Word of God, that's how we are taught that our heart, God says our heart is very sensitive. The heart is a spirit, and that's what connects us, and it's involuntary, okay? So if you allow the heart to do the listen and react, which is that spirit being of you, then you are going to get angry all the time, but you can decide to listen. I've been practicing this because I go around a lot. I meet people a lot, and it's not everybody who will give me what I want to hear. No, it's not like that. It's a war out there. So, and I know it works. You can try it. There's a listening that you can listen. If you have a bad discussion, you know that this is not going to end well. You don't want to stress out and increase your blood pressure. You listen with your intelligence part. Let your intelligence control it. The brain or the mind, the soul part, its intelligence part, it will tell you I'm listening, I'm whatever, but then I'm not going to react. But then if you come in with your emotion part, the spirit, you receive it, and then before you know, you can be hitting someone. Okay, so this is one thing that it can help to reduce stress. And then I have something that I've written down. It says, start with 10 minutes of deep breathing a day. If you are someone who is always under stress, in a day, per minute, or every, you can do a deep breathing, a deep breathing. When you sit down, cross your leg, and do like a meditating, breathe, deep breath for 10 minutes a day will help you. It will calm you down. It will reduce the stress hormones or the hormones that rises your blood pressure, and your blood should go normal for you in a day. So we talk about reduce your anxiety and stress so that you do not go into hypertension, which will not be very well for you. You can practice yoga. You can listen to very good music that suits your spirit. It all can help you in your stress management. And also you can exercise. Exercise can also make you relax. Yes, it can relax you, and so your brain can calm down without rising your blood pressure. So that is what we have right now for you. And I think we are ending the topic right now. I'm giving you these resources where you can have obesity, like overweight people, if you think you are having weight, or you can go to your nearby community fitness sports club. Now, there are some fitness club that charges like $10 every 2 weeks, which is very good, and excuse me, which is very, very affordable, I should think, and they don't take contracts. One particular I know is Billy Total Fitness. They don't take contracts for anything. You just go and register, pay $10 every 2 weeks. You can be cash or as and when you want it. So if, let's say, I want to go to the gym for 3 months, I can pay the total, or I can go and pay every 2 weeks. You can sign up for only 1 month. That is your own budget. So if you are gaining weight, you can shop for your nearest fitness club in your community. And this one I'm about to give is for people who are extremely overweight. If your child or you yourself, you are extremely having a weight issue, you have to go to this website. Their number is there. What they do, they counsel, and then they will refer you to anywhere, any state you are. They have shops there that you can either visit for on-site education on obesity and other referrals on how they will help you to cut down your weight. So, and they are called obesitydiscussion.com, obesitydiscussion.com, where you have resources or education and helpful support on overweight, extreme overweight, that obesity. And then we have Smoke Free. I gave it yesterday also. Smokefree.gov is a government entity that gives support for people who want to help, want to stop smoking. So they will help you. They give you all the resources. It's in Spanish and in English. Whatever you are, you can get some help. And also the internet is there. You can Google at least. Google is there. Ask.com is there. Bing, some kind of major search engines that will help you. Just type a question and then it can give you some kind of results and you call. It is how you get information. Or ask. Ask someone you think knows. There's no harm in asking. Some people just don't feel comfortable in asking, but I like to ask. I always want to ask. I always want to know something new. So, and I wish everyone would be free to ask, just like I am. I like to ask questions a lot. So learn to ask questions. When you call these groups, they will answer you or they will refer you to the nearest helpful places for you to calm down and then to manage or to stay away from hypertension. That is our main reason for giving this. And I gave my pyramid.gov. I've given it about a number of times, even today. My pyramid.gov is a government entity also where you see in writing, you can print it out. It's in Spanish, it's in English. Everything that you need to know, reading, nutrition, what type of food, how fat, how to calculate food, you know, it's all there for you for free of charge. You can speak to someone on the phone. They have their contact there. You can email them, everything there on mypyramid.gov. It will refer you to a nearest center or a nearest community center that works on their behalf. So go to mypyramid.gov for nutrition guide. It's a USDA website. And I said it's in Spanish and English. So go there. And on hypertension and other related diseases, you can visit AmericanHeartAssociation.org. AmericanHeartAssociation.org is abbreviated AHA.org for more information. And another health guide is called HealthyAdvice.com. And that one also can give you a lot of health information. It doesn't necessarily... It's not all in hypertension, but you can have any, all these blood-related heart diseases right there. Diabetes, kidneys, whatever, medications, things to do, how they work, what to do. Just knowing the fact, knowing, having the knowledge so that you become aware of who you are. If you have to see your doctor, you go and see your doctor. That is what we are doing this program. So, if you go to healthyadvice.com and you want a topic on hypertension, then you look for hypertension and read about it. If it's diabetes, you suspect you have, then you look on diabetes. And as I said yesterday, we recommend that you get your own blood stethoscope, blood pressure cuff or machine in your house and make it a routine. Just play with it. All your family, like once a week or twice, even if you don't have time, let everyone take their BP. It's good, especially when you know that you have a family history of BP. You want this machine to be very close to you so that anytime you observe that there's something going high in your BP, then you talk to your doctor. So get the blood pressure cuff, get the blood pressure machine in your house, either the automated one, which is very easy for everyone to use, and or the manual one where somebody has to perform their thing on you, or somebody has to take it for you. So we advise that our people get the blood pressure machine and start to take it. It's fun when you do it together with friends or with family screening. And you can always know who you are. So, and then on alcohol is one of the factors that will raise your blood pressure. So we have two of them that we want to give you, so that you can call if you are an addict to alcohol. It will help you to bring it down. They will help you, they will guide you. They have information, not just on alcohol, everything. We have eating disorders, abuse, addictions, relationship disorders or helplines, stress management. Just talk about it. And all these will boil up and they can, if you're going through abuse or any other kind of issue, it will stress you up. You will not be the same person. So you want to contact these people so that you have more information where to go, where they will refer you. To get help, get the help, get involved. If it's someone who is addicted to alcohol, which is the main reason why I'm giving this information out, you can refer them or give them this website to go, and they have their contact number. When you visit them, call them on the phone, hear them, someone will talk to you or you can print the information and read and follow up. If you think you can handle it yourself, just get the necessary information and read them. Or if you think someone has to talk to you, call them and they will talk to you, because that's why they are there. They are there 24 hours, 7 days a week, and their service is free of charge. It's a non-profit organization. We have a lot more of them, but I'm going to give you Help Guide. Their name is helpguide.org, helpguide.org. So whatever help you need, when you type this, you can get it yourself, or if you want to confirm it, you call their number on the system or on the website. They will help you with every issue on the life issues, abuse, addictions, eating disorders. Okay, that can also lead you to becoming overweight. Stress management, how to manage your stress, and relationship help, and more. So go to help.org. Help, H in Henry, E in Emmanuel, L in love, P in Paul, G in God, U in universe, I in Isaac, D in David, E in Emmanuel. Help guide. .org, .org as an organization. So you can visit this website and get more information. That is our motives of doing this program, to get you help, to let you know more, learn more. It's good to know. And then the second one would be Free Addiction Helpline. Their services are online or on the phone. So, and they are also 24/7. Anything you need, just you have to call and call the number. They are called Free Addiction Helpline, and the helpline would be 866-535-9821. Or you can type them online, that is freeaddictionhelpline.com, where you see their website also. But then since they are on the phone, I gave you the phone number, which again is 866-535-9821. They are there to help. They are not charging you. It is free. All these resources are free. Get help. Bring your life back. Get out of hypertension. Watch your weight. Follow the directions. Take your medication if you have hypertension. Do not abruptly stop your medication when you have hypertension, because it can really kill you if you stop, especially on our men. Because of the side effects on hypertension drugs, most men will go to their doctor and get their medication, and when they sense the side effect, which is low sexual potency, then they stop by themselves. They don't talk to the doctor. But any doctor who gives you this medication, I believe they always tell you, they will tell you that this is going to give you this side effect. Expect to have this side effect. Whatever happens, please call me or come and see me. But I don't know. Some men will not call. They will just stop the medication. And before you know, they will pass away in the next day. Because you can abruptly stop any hypertension medication. Follow your doctor's order. Follow your direction and don't do something that is not in the book. Do not do it. If you are experiencing that kind of side effect, talk to your wife. You can go together. Or if you don't want your wife to know what you are going through, just go and see your doctor again. And they will work hand in hand with you. They will balance the medications until you get something that will not give you that exact side effect of hypertension. And that's why we all don't want to get it. If you have it, we want to manage it. If you can manage it, if you can let it go with only exercises or diet control, that is, if you are pre-hypertensive, you can always manage it by following the exercises and the nutrition routine, starting and changing your lifestyle. That would be so great. That is, pre-hypertensive usually can work with lifestyle changes. But then if you are hypertensive, and you are giving the medication, please follow your doctor's orders, follow every direction they give you. If they say call me, if you have this issue, please call them when you have the issue. And don't try to be your own doctor, because it will hurt you in a very long way that you'll never forget. So this brings us to our hypertension awareness. We had a part one yesterday, very lengthy, and today too we continued it on the management on hypertension. And if you have any questions, you can call us. Daughter of Zion World Foundation. We are an online ministry and a foundation. We work in our communities, and we work also in Africa and anywhere the Lord will send us. And so you can call us on 877-278-7605. You can email us at contact, the word contact as in contact is someone on the phone. Contact, contact, at D in daughter, Z in Zion, W in world, M in ministry, .org, DZWM.org. So our email is contact at DZWM.org. Visit our website at www.DZWM.org, and you can donate. Our donations are tax deductible. When you donate online, you get a receipt for your tax purposes. And material books for African children are acceptable. You can call us. We can pick it up. We do not have a warehouse or any storage at the moment. So you can be a sponsor on that part too, and you are welcome. We have jobs posted on our website. If you have any question on those jobs or how to apply, please call the number on the website and get in touch for directions for a hiring job. Thank you, and this has been Rose Nabia from Daughter of Zion. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you safe, whatever you are doing and wherever you are. May God protect and shield you. May good health be your portion. Amen.